Another conversation we've been having this week is about home. What makes a home a home? What does it look like, taste like, sound like? Well, Amy Sedaris joined us. You can actually read her cookbook to find out what home tastes like to her. And her new book, Simple Times, Crafts for Poor People, will give you an idea of what it looks like as well. She joins us today to talk about her new book. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's funny because your new book, Simple Times, Crafts for Poor People, there's some really, really helpful things in there. But to a certain extent, it reveals a split attitude that you have towards crafts. Clearly, this is something that you've done since you were very young. And you seem to both enjoy it and not.
Well, what I loathe about it is just that how things can accumulate. You know, you want to start it just, well, for me anyway, I like to think, like, oh, I want something to do with my hands right now, you know. But once I know it's going to drag out for a week, then you might lose interest. So, I mean, and then just the supplies, you start to feel like you're going to be on the episode of Hoarders, you know. Things just keep getting deeper and deeper and deeper, and sometimes it gets to be too much. That's why I keep my project small and simple, and I'd like to do it and do it fast, and I'm not one to want to drag it out.
Instant gratification when it comes to crafts.
Yeah, perfect.
So, I mean, does that mean that at your own home you have just like a space where you've piled up crafting items?
I do. I have a craft room, but I do have an area. It's a spare room, but I like to do other things in that room too, you know, and then I have cabinets that I can close so you don't even see the craft. You know, the craft supplies, you know, I can kind of close myself off of them. But you know, eventually they overflow and then you have bags on your corner and you have boxes in your corners of your house and your house just starts to look cluttered. You can't help it.
Well, let me ask you, do you just make these to have something to do with your hands or do you have things like tinfoil balls and seashell toilet covers? Do you actually use those to decorate your home?
The seashell toilet seat cover was just a joke. I didn't actually make the craft. That was
oh, you didn't?
No. I was making a joke about, you know, if you were strolling in the mall, you know, try to be creative. And, you know, no, I've never made an actual seat, but I bet they're out there somewhere.
Because that would hurt.
It would be
to
awfully
sit on.
Painful.
Yeah, that would not be comfortable. What about the tinfoil balls? Do you use those?
Yeah, I like making tinfoil balls. I like making lots of things out of aluminum foil.
Why?
I want to start making, I want to work on a space helmet.
You're going to make a space helmet.
I want to make a huge space helmet out of tinfoil.
I imagine David Letterman would probably enjoy that. You could make it and then wear it on his show.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, what is it about aluminum foil that attracts you as a crafter?
I like working with it. It's easy to play with. It's easy to mold. And I've always just loved an aluminum tinfoil. And I like the extra strength. It's not cheap, though. You know, it's pretty expensive. I'm going to need a lot.
Well, so let me ask you, I mean, do you think your book is more geared for the crafty kind of person who wants to make it more simple, or is this geared for somebody who just wants to kind of maybe dip their toe into the water of crafting?
I think it's more for anyone who has an imagination. The whole book, everything in the book was inspired, everything was made at some, I mean, even the page numbers were embroidered, their costumes throughout it, you know, every little thing was an idea, and I'm just hoping that's what it does, is trigger an idea or spark some ideas in someone else. It's just to inspire somebody.
What do you think about the idea of crafting things for gifts? I mean, I hear it on both sides that homemade gifts are the best. And that homemade gifts is the worst thing you can do. Where do you come on down that
debate?
Well,
I just got back from a book tour, which is probably why I sound like I'm speaking a different language. But I talked to a lot of people about that, and I kind of feel like if people want to make a homemade gift just to save money, I don't think that's fair, and especially if you don't craft normally. You know, like, and real crafters know better than to give their stuff away. They're going to sell it. You know, they're going to be out there in some craft show, and they're going to sell their expensive craftware. So I think a lot of people... It's just they think of it as an easy way out, and I don't think that's fair for the people that they're giving it to. I'm suggesting to people, go buy someone a nice book of stamps. Everyone needs stamps, and if you want to get crafty, why don't you just decorate the envelope that you're going to put the stamps in?
Wow, really?
That's what I think.
That is like the most pragmatic, practical gift.
Well, I think practical gifts are the best, especially now when times are so tough. I mean, I think they're just the best. Someone on my book tour, you know, I get lots of people give me stuff when I'm touring, and somebody gave me a pair of socks. And I thought, that's the best thing anyone's given me in this whole tour, because I really needed them.
A nice, fluffy, clean pair of socks.
It was the end of the tour,
yeah.
And it was perfect. But I'm all for practical type crafts, especially now. But, you know, making food for someone is also nice. Also, roasting a chicken or making them some kind of pie or cake. I mean, that's always a nice gift, too.
Although I can say, as somebody who cooks a lot, don't do that if you're not a good cook.
That's true. You can buy them a bottle of olive oil, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, or a pound of butter.
Yeah. What would be your suggestion on the first craft to try out of your book?
Oh, well, right now, my favorite craft is, I'm really crazy about those pot holders, which also make great presents. And you can get the kits off Klutz, you know, the Klutz.
Yeah, the Klutz
sells
series.
Them and a couple other places I know. But they come with the cotton looms and you can just make your own pot holders. I sold them on the road, and I also give them away as presents because everyone likes getting a practical, you know, useful gift like that.
A nice little old pot holder.
And it only takes 20 minutes to make one.
Great advice, as always, from Amy Sedaris, home economist, obviously, humorist, comedian, author of the book Simple Times, Crafts for Poor People. I want to say thank you on this Thanksgiving to the staff here at The Takeaway. Special thanks to our interns, Violet Luca and Catherine Evans, here on a holiday. That is dedication. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours from all of us here at The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlin.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.